Blog Talk Radio.
To Barbara, happy birthday to Crystal, happy birthday to Beverly, and happy birthday to Al. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. I thank God for that you're able to just rejoice and you're in good health, each and every one of you. You've had some ups and some downs, but you still are overcomers, you're more than conquerors, and look, you get to celebrate another year. You've made it. Hallelujah, another year, and we said thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. This is Evangelist Von Dumas, just wanting to say a quick happy birthday and shout out to all of those, and again, especially to my big sister, Barbara Jean Harwell Abiba. God bless you, sister, on today. Our reading is going to come, scripture is going to be Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters, and he restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And then I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy is following you, Reggie, right now, even in the midst of the decisions that you're having to make about your health and the choices of how, what routes you're going to take. Surely, goodness and mercy is following you. So just know that you've been led by the Holy Spirit and that goodness and mercy is following behind you. So what I'm saying is, God's got your back. God has your back. Hallelujah. That's good news. That's some good news. Doctors may come and they have to tell you what they find in their findings. But God said, remember that that's not the final say. I still have good news. Hallelujah. The good news. He said, yea, though I walk through. We have to go through some things, sisters and brothers. There has never been a promise to us that there would be a rosy garden, that we would never have any pitfalls, that we would never stumble. If that's the case, we would never learn, we would never grow. But as we continue to walk through the valley of the shadows of death, and those shadows can come up on you strong. Those shadows can put fear in our hearts. And we have to stop and recognize and remind ourselves that through it all, having fear and being afraid is not something that we should be ashamed of. We just don't want to dwell in that position. We don't want that emotion to overcome us and overtake us. We want to remember that we are more than conquerors. Thank you, Jesus. And we want to remember that as long as we continue to move through it, we have to talk our way through it, telling ourselves things like, God did not give me a spirit of fear, but he gave me a sound mind. And that's some of the times what we're needing is our minds. We need to remember that we have a sound mind. He gave us power. He gave us love. And sometimes when we're going through our stages of fear and anxiety, that's the first thing that the enemy tries to attack is our soundness of our minds. He tries to attack the love that's in our hearts. And he'll try to make you angry. And I know every one of us have met someone, ran into someone who was sick, and they just get angry. They're bitter. And everyone who comes to try to help them or give them a kind word, they shoo them off, they run them off because of their anger, their bitterness. And that's just a trick of the enemy, trying to steal what God has bestowed upon you, which is love. A sound mind, peace, and power. He said, I will give you peace beyond all understanding. That is something that is a precious commodity that the enemy would love to take out of your hand. Well, I come to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that he cannot take it from you, but he will come to you and beg you to give it to him. Will you close your hand to giving away your joy today? Close your hand and decide not to give away your peace today. I don't care what the reports are and how you may feel right now. Even if it's your time to go home to be with the Heavenly Father, remember you have an eternal home. So the enemy shouldn't be able to frighten you too far, too much, because you've got somewhere to go. Hallelujah. I have somewhere to go. This is not my home. I'm enjoying every bit of it while I'm here, and I'm fighting a good fight as you and you and you and you are. And I'm running a good battle. And yes, I stumble and I fall, but I understand that getting back up is easier and easier because I know who has me, and I know he's never letting go of me, and that's the same for you. Good times, up times, through the shadow of death, he's still there. He's still with us to carry us through. Why? Because he is our shepherd. And he said, because of that, I shall not want for any peace, because he said, I give it to you freely. And because of that, he said, I shall not want for any comfort. He said, because I am the comforter. Because of that, he said, I shall not want for some good news, because I can open up my word. And I have the good news. I can go on my knees and just fall on my face, and I have good news. So I thank the Lord for the good news of just being our Father, being our Savior, being our friend, being our doctor, being our healer. He's been our all in all. He's our El Shaddai. He's more than enough to do whatever it is that we need him to do. Why does he want to do it? Why does he get favor out of doing for us? Because he knows that we need it. Hallelujah. Some say he's our creator. Some call him our Passover lamb. I may call him my holiness. Yeah, he is my refuge that I can run to in my times of sorrows and in my times of that I need to just hide me away from the sin of the world. He is my faithful encourager when I need to be encouraged and the world is throwing discouragement at me. He is my encourager. Yeah, he's also my compassionate judge. He's a forgiving God, unwavering. always available to me. Hallelujah. He's my kinsman redeemer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for redeeming me. And if you have not accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior, I tell you in advance that this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity that you should not let it pass you by. And you should repeat the words and just invite him into your heart right now. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Not even the rest of the night. It's promised to you. And if you should close your eyes and never wake again, hallelujah, where would you be? You know you got to spend somewhere. This is not the end of this thing. This is the beginning. And now we're talking about eternity. And that thing is something that we can't get our minds wrapped around, eternity, because ever since you was born, you've always been known one thing. You've been taught that you're going to die. We can't get our minds wrapped around the fact that after this one death, we got eternity to spend somewhere. So we say we only live one life, enjoy it. And we say that, once it's over, it's done. But we have it as a person who doesn't know the word. Because the word says that we're going to have to come face to face with our Creator. And when we're going to do that is when we're absent of this body. We're not going to have time to go back and try to rearrange something and come back as butterflies and cats and try to do things. But when we're absent of this body, it says we're going to be present with the Lord. Again, you're going to be present with the Lord when you're absent of this body. Are you prepared to be present with the Lord? Hallelujah. I offer you the invitation of salvation right now. I remind you, I can't save you. I remind you, Mama can't save you. Daddy can't save you. Your preacher can't save you. But we can lead you in the direction of the Savior. And he's waiting, arms outstretched, waiting, patiently in line to receive you back unto him, to give you all that you're needing in your life to have a successful life. Now the choice is up to you, Mr. Man. It's up to you, Miss Ma'am. Will you take the opportunity and choose life here today? Hallelujah. If this is your time and you said, I don't want to go another day, I understand that I got some more living to do. I want to live now. I've tried this and this and even that, but now I want to try something different. God, I'm not even for sure if you are for real, but if you are, I'm inviting you to come live inside of me. Come take hold of my life. Come with directions in my life. Set me free of some of the things that's been bound up in my life. Chains all holding me up, generations and generations before me. I want to be the one to stand free right now and be the director of the ones to come so I can direct them and lead them into your pathway of righteousness. I don't want them suffering the way I've saw my ancestors and myself suffer. If you're alive, if you're a living God, I ask you to come into my life. If that's you, just repeat after the words right now. Holy Father, God, I invite you right now to come into my life. Hallelujah. I accept you and all that you've done for me. I believe that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and that he came into this world to save me, to bring me back to you. And I believe that he gave his life for me. And I believe that the only way to get to you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. I confess my sins. I ask you to cleanse me right now and make me whole again. Wipe my slate clean in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer to you, Jesus. I accept you, I believe, and I confess. Come live inside of me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've just prayed that prayer, you are a new creature in Christ. A new creature in Christ. Behold, all things, old things have passed away. You are a new creature in Christ. God bless you. May he keep you. I would love to help you in any way. It's so important right now that you reach out, that you tell somebody that your decision, you got to speak it, that you've made the decision to follow Christ, that you're going to try living something different, that you're going to try now to do the things that the Creator has prepared for you to do, that he has plans for you to do. Hallelujah. You've lived thus far your way. Now let's try to live Yahweh's way. Hallelujah. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, it's walkwithmegod@aol.com. You also can leave a message here at the Block Talk Radio. I'll be more than happy to get in touch with you. We can speak by phone. We can do it by mail. Or, of course, you can give me your information, and I can send out any Bible materials or Bibles that you would like to have in your possession to help you on your Christian walk. We also would like to pray with you as where you should be worshiping at, who's your head, where God has for you, your book, where you're going to receive the word that you pray about. That it's going to be confirmation, confirmed over the pulpit in your life. That someone's going to be dedicated to pray for you and your situations. Someone is saying, well, I don't want people in my business. Don't worry, because God said, I will send you a comforter. And that comforter would be the person to reassure you. You're at the right place. You're with the one that's going to be comforting you. And the people that he put into your life will be there just for you. Just for you. Not for you to tell them and they go tell Sally and Sue and Bobby and Bill. But just for you. So just relax. You made the step now. The most important step of this life that you're ever lived. So you made the step. Now just relax. Let go and let God. And I will see you right back here tomorrow night. God bless you and keep you. This is Evangelist Von Dumas saying have a good night. Happy birthday, Barbara. Happy birthday, Al. Happy birthday, Crystal. Happy birthday, Beverly. Happy birthday, Jonathan. God bless you and keep you until we meet again. Amen.